Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaron, what's up, man? Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, this has just been a remarkable run for you. One extra base hit after another. You just have just electrified this club. How about coming to this place, which has been a nightmare, and getting a sweep against the Rays?
Yeah, man. I mean, they're a good team every single year, and we played really good baseball, and we were able to get the sweep, you know. It's hard to beat these guys in a series, and it's even harder to get a sweep. So I'm proud of the team, and I can't wait for the happy flight home.
Jaron, what's it feel like being a part of this team that has so much youthful energy and so many different guys around the same age contributing at the same time?
Dude, it's awesome. I mean, we have guys, I mean, everybody knows what they're going through. Like, we're all young guys, but for a bunch of young guys, like, we're doing really good on flushing bad at-bats or plays and stuff like that and getting to the next one. Like, it's been so awesome to watch. Like, we're getting each other's backs every single day, and the clubhouse is lovely, even when we're not going good. You know, we're staying behind each other, and I love to see it.
It's been fun to see that. You're exactly right, Jaron. I mean, this team could lose four in a row, and the mood is exactly the same. Just you personally, you've been so great and open about talking about how you've learned to sort of deal with the inevitable failure in this game and kind of move on. Where are we on that? Because it seems like you're just bouncing around, producing, and just flying around. How have you been able to just focus in and stay so positive?
You know, I mean, it's a tough every time. You know, I try and do too much sometimes, but, you know, at the end of the day, I look to my teammates, man. Like, these guys are out here balling with me, and I'm just trying to enjoy the moment, you know. Like, when Willie hits a homer, I'm on the fence for him. Like, the way it helps me is I think it's bigger than me, you know. Like, I got teammates I need to cheer for. Like, I can't be selfish and get mad at myself. Like, I have my 2 seconds of doing that, but at the end of the day, I got boys I got to cheer for, so that helps me move on and get on the rail for the boys.
Jaron, I want to ask you about Willie and whether it's his outfield assist in the opener of this series or his home run here tonight or even playing that ball off the wall in right field late in the game. What have you seen from your vantage point being teammates with him?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's an absolute workhorse, man. He's out there every day with me, with Huddy, and we're grinding in the outfield, and I see him every single day in the cage just trying to get better. I mean, the guy's never satisfied, and he's always working his butt off. I caught myself staring at his ball that left the yard today. I didn't know if I should watch it or tag. So I kind of just watched it and creeped off a little bit. But, I mean, the guy's an absolute workhorse, and he puts in the work every day, and it's showing. Even when he has an off day, you know, he's coming back the next day doing the exact same thing and working his butt off. So it's so awesome to see.
Last thing, Jaron, you know, I had a long talk with Kyle today, Huddy, and he thinks that your energy on the base pass rubs off on everybody else. And I thought the send that Huddy made of Sadon to tie the game in that spot, I mean, that was just tremendous because the ball gets to a Rosarena in left field, and Sadon's like 15 feet short of the bag. Just talk about the overall running approach of this team.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I mean, Huddy's always balls to the walls. He used to be a speed guy, so he trusts the guys at the speed, and we're just going after it, man. Like, you can't play scared in this game. I feel like when you play scared, that's when you make mistakes, but we're going all out. Like, we're a young team, we're athletic, and Huddy's really trusting us on the basis to let us loose, and I love it.
You know, it was the first time Alex had ever heard you called the Angry Lizard when you scored the run last night. If we need to ditch that nickname altogether, we will, but yeah, we just like watching you fly around. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, I always talk about when I go from home to first, I have the Angry Lizard in me. And then as I start to round, I'm like, oh, wait, I actually worked on my form in spring training. I should probably show that a little bit.
A little more masa in
you,
right?
Yeah, I need to get some masa form. He has it really good.
Thanks so much, man. So fun to watch you play, and congrats.
No problem, guys. Thanks,
Jared.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.